And I'm thankful for that tonight. God can do things that nobody else can do. And God can show Himself mighty if He so chooses to do that. And I praise God for that. Stand with me in 1 Samuel 24. 1 Samuel chapter 24. I was looking for something to help clean my glasses. I'll get that. You can get water in different eyes. You know, if God squeezes your heart, sometimes your eyes water. 1 Samuel 24, the Bible says, "And it came to pass, when Saul was returned from following the Philistines, that it was told him, saying, Behold, David is in the wilderness of En-Gedi. Then Saul took 3,000 chosen men out of all Israel and went to seek David and his men upon the rocks of the wild goats. And he came to the sheepcotes. By the way, there was a cave, and Saul went in to cover his feet, and David and his men remained in the sides of the cave. And the men of David said unto him, Behold, the day of which the Lord said unto thee, Behold, I will deliver thine enemy into thy hand, that thou mayest do to him as it shall seem good unto thee. Then David arose and cut off the skirt of Saul's robe privily. And it came to pass afterward that David's heart smote him because he had cut off Saul's skirt. And he said unto his men, The Lord forbid that I should do this thing unto my master, the Lord's anointed, to stretch forth my hand against him, seeing he is the anointed of the Lord. So David stayed his servants with these words and suffered them not to rise against Saul. But Saul rose up out of the cave and went on his way." Let's pray. Father, thank you for the reading of your word tonight and the story that we find ourselves. David could have taken the life of Saul very easily here as his men encouraged him to do so, but we see that that did not take place. Lord, I pray that you would help me to look at an example here of David and his attitude, and truly if there was a time that we could look at David being a man after God's own heart, it would have to be this situation. And Lord, I pray that we might just get a hold of a great truth that's found in this text tonight. In Jesus' name we pray, for your sake. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Over the last several weeks, we've seen some great lessons in the life of David. We looked at the idea of suffering, and we looked at the idea of the will of God. And tonight I want to look at another great truth, and that truth is, I want us to ask ourselves, what are we to do when someone hurts us? When someone says something against us, someone comes against us. Now listen, in the case of David, you have to understand, David had done nothing to Saul. Everybody with me tonight? David had only tried to do good to Saul. David was the man that played the harp for Saul when the evil spirit came upon him. But I'm telling you, the life of David and the preaching through the life of David, even until where we're at right now, to me has been like a roller coaster. We've gone from the hillside of Bethlehem, where David has learned to use a sling and to watch over his sheep and to kill a bear and to kill a lion. We've seen him go to the battlefield of Israel, where a giant named Goliath was killed. We have literally saw him anointed by Samuel in front of his brothers. We've watched him win the hearts of a nation. We've seen him go from a young lad or a young boy who was a shepherd to literally a man of God who now leads an army of misfits in the middle of nowhere. We have seen him in the court of Saul. We have seen him as his friendship with Jonathan. And we even saw last week how Jonathan came to him there in the wilderness and encouraged him. And David said, Jonathan said, David, you will be king. There will be, God has spoken that. You will be the king. We have seen him climb to the pinnacle of success and fall into the depths of despair. Is that not a roller coaster? We've seen him receive the love of many and the hatred of a few. It has been a blessing and a challenge to look into the life of David. And tonight we find David in a cave. We find him again, once again, on the run from Saul. He is there because God is molding him and making him. and teaching him something. And I'm telling you, he's teaching him something to in our story tonight, or he's teaching him something up to this point that I think we all need to get a hold of sooner or later. There comes a point when we must trust God and God alone. There must come a time when we understand that God is enough. He's enough. We don't need anything else. We need God, and we need His presence, and we need His power, and we need His blessings upon our life. But all of a sudden in the story tonight, once again Saul is in pursuit of David. And he comes into the cave, and I'll put it like this so you'll understand. It's very simple. He came into the cave to do his business. And the men of David happened to be in the same cave where Saul has come over to cover his feet, as the Bible says. And David is presented with an opportunity to exact revenge upon his greatest enemy. His men encourage him, and they basically say, "David, here it is, right here. Here is the opportunity. Here is the payback that we have all been waiting for." Now think about this. All of these men that were discontented, all of these men that had gathered themselves unto David and he had become a captain over them, they were distressed, 1 Samuel 22 says. They were in debt. And all of these problems that they had, were many of them were because of Saul. And they're following David. They're not following Saul. They're following David. And now they see David has the opportunity. David has the perfect opportunity to kill Saul, claim the throne, and move to the very top. And he could have done this just like this. Everybody get this? He could have done all of that. But David does not do what most people would have done. And that's why I believe here we are allowed to see the real heart of David. We are allowed to see why God would say in his book that David was a man after mine own heart. You see, God doesn't do things the way man does things. Man wants to exact revenge. Man wants to, when somebody hurts them, they want to hurt somebody back. When somebody sticks them in the eye, they want to stick somebody else back in the eye. Or actually, if somebody sticks a stick in your eye, sometimes you'd rather stick a stick right through their heart. Come on, somebody say amen. And I'm telling you, David, instead of reacting with hatred, instead of acting upon Saul with revenge and with murder, David shows us love and grace and compassion and forgiveness. Folks, I want you to know that in the Bible that forgiveness is a part of the Christian life. Especially to those who have done us wrong or have hurt us. Is it not true that Saul had done David wrong? Is it not true that Saul had come against David with great hatred? You know, I'm just telling you, it might present itself one day where you can get even with somebody if that's what you want. But I'm telling you, that's not going to help you. Amen. To be able to say, na-na-na-na-na, or get you back, or I'm going to get... Listen, if ever there was a time in the Bible that David had an opportunity, it was right here. Easily, David could have done that. Like it or not, we've all have encounters with others that do not go always well. We all find ourselves hurt. We find ourselves in a situation that is very uncomfortable. But I believe that David offers us some insight on what we all need to do in times of our life when we've been hated or come against or somebody has said something. And the truth is it would be better in the eyes of God to respond properly. Amen. Now, a lot of times the way that is just don't do anything. And that's very hard for the flesh to do. Now, before I got saved, my idea was, you come after me, I come after you. You hit me, I hit you. And I dealt with that as a child. In fact, don't say anything bad about my mama, I'll tell you that right now. I got in several fights over that, but I'm just telling you, God says this when it comes to things like getting even and all that. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Not vengeance is mine, saith me. And if you will put your hurts and discouragements If you'll put the hatred maybe that's come against you like David and the hunting down like David was, if you just put that in the hands of God, God will take care of it. Now,